This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to catch up now here on RNIB Connect Radio with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for another Audio Described Theatre Review. Hello and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Vidar.
Good to be talking with you again, Toby. Hi.
We have a maybe slightly outrageous musical comedy from the creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, as the current tour of the Book of Mormon visited the Alexandra Theatre. So, Vidar, how did you find this 9-time Tony Award and 4-time Olivier Award Best Musical with the Book of Mormon at the Alexandra Theatre?
Well, I should begin by saying, Toby, that this was the second time I'd seen it, and I'd seen it a few years ago without audio description, and then this latest occasion with audio description. And I guess the important point to get across is that actually I got so much more out of it from the second one with the audio description, because there was a lot of visual elements to the production which I would have been unaware of, which wouldn't have made sense last time around. If I'm honest, it's very well done. It's very professional. It's humorous. It's a bit near the bone, perhaps, for some people. I'm not sure it's exactly my sort of thing, but I'm delighted I've seen it. And I certainly think if people like that type of entertainment and musical, then that's one definitely for them.
Yeah, because the story is set in the early 2010s and is about two young members of Latter-day Saints who are posted to Uganda for 2 years as missionaries. We have Elder Price, who finds himself paired up with Elder Cunningham, who has a tendency to lie, which I suppose in some situations sort of spirals out of control. And it is packed with, I suppose, vibrant songs and Broadway choreography. The Book of Mormon is not for the sort of easily shocked, as it does make jokes about very, very serious subjects. And I suppose coming from the makers of South Park, you would not expect anything more. But were there anything that maybe shocked you at all, Vidar? As some of the jokes were very close to the bone?
I think it's fair what you say, that it was close to the bone. But then I guess most people would be aware that that was what they were going to see if they'd booked tickets to go and see it. There's an element of satire. There's some cruel comedy in there as well. There's some very entertaining comedy. And as I say, I certainly found it very clever. There were some incidents that I think may well have, for some people, proved shockable. But as I say, you certainly should look into what you're going to see and get an idea of the storyline and everything else, and make sure that if it is something that you're not comfortable with, then that's worth reviewing and reflecting on when you're thinking about going.
And you mentioned earlier on about, you know, it is very much a comedy musical. It's full of lots of dancing and musical numbers. It's also full of lots of jokes as well. And how did that sort of come across for you with the audio description? Because I know you said you'd seen it before without audio description, but this time you had.
And it made such difference, and not just in terms of being aware of what was going on, but being able to appreciate what is going on, which is a whole new different ballgame. Theo Hornsby Walsh provided the audio description on this occasion. He's one of the Mind's Eye team. And I realized how much I'd missed first time around. I'm very pleased to have seen it properly, if I can put it that way, with the added dimension of audio description. I was able to appreciate so much more, because whilst I probably got the main storyline, and even that I questioned when I saw it first time round. Undoubtedly, that was true this time round, and I was able to appreciate some of that humour, even some of the more close to the bone humour, but much enjoyed and much enhanced my entertainment that afternoon.
And I suppose, you know, sort of musical theatre has been sort of sending things up. And, you know, when you have to, I suppose, think of musicals like Avenue Q, which I saw a few times myself, and that's mainly puppets, but very close to the bone as well. And I think, you know, there's an appetite for this type of thing if you do want to go and see it.
Absolutely, and that's great, and people should have that choice. And as I say, it's very professional, very slick. It is very funny, and as I say, some people may find one or two elements not to their taste, but I think everyone that I was in the auditorium with thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was very entertaining and, you know, had everybody really, you know, responding positively at the end with their applause and appreciation. So undoubtedly a success at the new Alexandra Theatre, as was the Touch Tour, I might add, which again gave me a context, as it always does, for what was on stage, some of the costumes, some of the props, talking a little bit to the stage manager about the show itself, which always gives you a little bit of background information over and above the actual audio description and pre-show notes. And the theatre is always very willing to welcome people of all kinds, obviously, for the shows, but particularly in terms of making people feel comfortable around the touch tour and the audio description headset, where to collect them and that sort of thing. And that also adds to your enjoyment and your entertainment of a theatre trip that afternoon.
And it has been praised as, in some cases, maybe restoring some people's faith in musical theatre. And there are some good songs in it. And I wondered if any of them may be stuck in your mind that you could possibly hum now, Vida?
I wouldn't put the audience through the rigours of my humming. But it was certainly entertaining, fast-moving, very pacey, benefited from that. It was very slick. And there were some foot tapping melodies as we left the theatre. I have to say, I couldn't hum them now, but that doesn't mean to say that they weren't catchy when we listened to them, because they certainly were.
Well, to find out more about upcoming performances of The Book of Mormon at a theatre near you, do visit the production website, which is thebookofmormonmusical.com. Next time, Vidar, dare I say it, that we will be talking about Panthers, as there are still quite a few on in theatres around the country.
And dare I say it, oh no, we're not, but in fact we are. Yes, Toby, I'm going to look at Pantos next time we speak. And always good to reflect on, I think, the unique art of pantomime and the unique challenges posed by pantomime, opportunities posed by pantomime for audio description. So hopefully talk about that next time we talk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of The Book of Mormon at the Alexandra Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a great pleasure, Toby. Thank you.